WBUR Boston and NPR. I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Behind me there, Florida-Georgia Line, along with top country artist winner Luke Bryan at the Billboard Music Awards last night with This Is How We Roll. Florida-Georgia Line, which broke through to superstardom with their mega hit Cruise, has our guest today, John Marks, to thank for a lot. He's Senior Director of Country Programming at Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and he put them on the map. They're not the only ones. This hour On Point, hitmaker John Marks and the business of country music, country music's quiet identity crisis. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. Do you listen to country, to country radio? What do you hear? What do you want to hear? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK, or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at OnPoint Radio. Joining me now from Nashville is John Marks. He's Senior Director of Country Programming for Sirius XM. He chooses the music played on The Highway, Sirius' popular contemporary country channel. The Wall Street Journal calls Marks Nashville's newest hitmaker, saying The Highway wields disproportionate influence on sales of records and concert tickets, particularly for new and emerging artists outside the major label system. John Marks in Nashville, welcome to On Point. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
So you're the guy who, you're the tail that wags the dog of country music here. You're the guy who, jumps on folks early because you can on satellite radio. And you've got a track record, as the Wall Street Journal says, of picking out acts who become very big. How do you do it?
We've been very fortunate. We have a very large platform at Sirius XM, not only in country music, The Highway, but with our subscribers who are responsive and who expect us to challenge them with new music discoveries. And quite frankly, that's the most fun part of the job. Anybody can look at the charts and see what song is doing well nationally, but to be able to, you know, look at the entire town of Nashville, to be able to talk to producers and songwriters and artists themselves and any other who are involved in the industry, there is just so much talent that's out there. I'm not going to say that's not being noticed, but is not a part of the current label system, if you will, that are just as good and some might argue even better. And so the fun part of that is going through it and discovering those potential artists and songs to be able to play on The Highway.
Let's hear another example of John Marks' handiwork in bringing artists to light. Here's Chillin' It from Cole Swindell's debut single, now out on his self-titled album. The song sold more than 100,000 copies after being played on The Highway before it was picked up by FM radio.
A little sun left to burn in the blue sky, shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff, I stuff in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough.
Chillin' from Cole Swindell. We've got a lot to talk about here. John Marks, about country, what country means now, where it's moved, where it's moving, your role in that. If you can put music on The Highway, on satellite radio that doesn't make it on terrestrial radio, terrestrial FM, why is that, John? Why do you have more latitude in what you choose to play?
Well, we our audience and our subscribers expect us to bring that kind of music to them. And we've helped to create some of that expectation, not only in country music, but other formats in the Sirius XM spectrum who play new music. And part of that new music is to be able to look for and find those undiscovered artists. And we have the additional latitude because our listeners expect that of us. And we just have a little more room to move musically because our metrics are different than FM radio. Spent all of my life in that end of the business. And our primary objective is to keep subscribers satisfied and happy. They have a different form of measurement for success, and It doesn't make one better than the other. It's just that's what it is, and it helps us to be able to create an avenue of music discovery that's a little more difficult to find on the FM band.
Terrestrial FM needs big numbers. That's, I guess, the sole metric by which they're judged. You've got subscribers, and if they're happy with what you're bringing them, then you're in good shape. There's controversy in country music about the direction it's taking in some ways. Also, there are a lot of people listening, so maybe that is justification in itself, but there's definitely a change in sound. Let's just go back. This is 1962, so way back. George Jones, She Thinks I Still Care.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care.
Okay, George Jones, 1962, that's a long time ago.
Yep.
Still gets play today, but clearly there has been a big change in country music in a whole lot of directions. We'll talk about them, but explain to us what's going on here. I know old-time country music fans who just cannot stand where country music has gone. That what they want is something much closer to what we hear there from George Jones. On the other hand, there are big numbers coming in for bro country music. What's this shift about, John?
Well, the from 1962, there have been about probably 10 or 15 shifts since that moment
Waves,
in time,
yeah.
Musically.
Sure.
But from a let's call it bro country. That's not my favorite terminology, but for the sake of discussion, we will. What happened is that Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, among others, were introducing this type and style of music, if you will, to the mainstream, which was kind of semi-ballad, medium-tempo, verse and a chorus songs, and bringing some rock elements into that their production and the lyric of the party, if you will. And really what happened and congealed that moment in a seismic way was Cruise by Florida Georgia Line. Yes, the Highway started playing that, but it was just such a seismic record after it's all said and done with and continues to this moment. That kind of brought everything together and, if you will, created and changed the production value of the country music format for a certain segment of the format, not the entire, but certainly for that segment, it introduced a whole new form that that really wasn't designated as a subgenre.
Spent so many weeks on the Billboard's Hot Country Songs Rundown, it broke a record that had stood since 1955.
Amazing.
And in came, you don't really like the name, but it's kind of the generic name out there, in came bro
sure.
country. You know, in your pickup truck in the moonlight, drinking beer or whatever you're drinking, drinking's important to it, and the girls are there, or your gals there with their Daisy Dukes or denim cutoffs, and that is the lyric of the party, as you say, dominates here again and again. It's a different sound. It's also, in a way, a different man who's singing here. Many have pointed that, you know, the country used to be the kind of hard luck guy, down on his luck. He couldn't let his feelings out, and suddenly they all come out over a whiskey, and he pours it out. This is more a party boy, almost, at the center of these bro country songs.
I think that there is certainly country music is attracting, bringing in a younger demographic and psychographic to the format right now. The up-and-coming artists today, where Haggard and Jones still are staples in terms of who influences artists in country music today, but also the younger artists are now stating that Garth Brooks is a primary influence, Alabama is a primary influence, mm-hmm. many pop and hip-hop artists as a primary influence, and that cannot help but seep into their musical formulas as they create what their sound is to present to the public. And I think that's part of what's going on. I think another part of it is, in complicated times, people want to keep it simple and strive for simplicity. And I think that when you listen to a lot of these songs, yes, party, drinking, fun, but it's about fun, family, friends, and it's about getting back to basics, getting back to fundamentals, making it an aspirational moment to be able to get back to that in a very complicated world. And I think those two points probably, without research, are indicators to me on why things are moving the way they are right now.
Florida-Georgia Line was a John Marks discovery. He played them on the highway. They went super gigantic, then came out with a remix of Cruise with hip-hop. Nelly singing hip-hop in the middle of it. Country consuming all kinds of fields here now, moving into all kinds of new fields. John Marks is program director for Senior Director of Country Programming for SiriusXM, joins us today from Nashville. John, please stand by there in Nashville. We've got a lot more we want to talk about with you, more music, more perspectives on what's going on with country. Listeners, you can join us. Do you listen to country music radio? Do you wonder who decides what gets on, how it happens? Can you picture being a big gatekeeper like John Marks? You can join us at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Florida Georgia Line is fine here. This is their remix with Nelly, rapper Nelly, right in the middle of us. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Cause baby, you a song and you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every hooter town with you and this drop.
No, I don't hear Merle Haggard anymore. Did radio just close your swinging door?
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about music and the music business, the country music business, with country hitmaker, tastemaker, satellite radio programmer, John Marks, and maybe a little bit about kind of identity crisis in country, though you can just say it's evolution, if you like. John Marks is Senior Director of Country Programming for SiriusXM. He's brought a lot of figures that became very big to light. Behind us right here, Robert Bouchard, not one of his finds, but articulating that sense of, oh, what is country these days? I don't hear Merle Haggard anymore out there right now on country charts. You can join us this hour. Can you picture being a big gatekeeper like John Marks for country music? What would you put on the air? What's the country sound you like best? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. John, you know this world so well. There's Robert Bouchard singing, I don't hear Merle Haggard anymore. What's the inside the country culture conversation about this stretching out of what the genre means?
Well, there's certainly a lot of lamenting about the bro country movement, if you want to call it that. And I think that part of it may be driven in the fact that the traditional verse, chorus, verse has kind of been upended. I tell a lot of my hosts on the channels that I work with, Highway included, to begin at the end. And that's where a lot of the newer music is starting today. They're diving right into the meat of the song and not leading in. And I think in a time-challenged world, that really makes a difference to people latching onto a song. There's still room for a good old-fashioned traditional country music, and we do play that as well, and a good old-fashioned ballad. Mm-hmm. You know, I Don't Dance by Lee Bryce is one right now that's doing very well for us, and that does not fit in that category at all. It's more like a wedding song, so there's still room for it. I think some of the lamenting is because some of the production values, some of the songwriting has to change, and I think it goes into somewhat retooling an industry, perhaps, a little bit.
We've talked with a lot of country performers on this show over time. Lyle Lovett and Willie Nelson not so long ago, Dolly Parton, Brandi Clark. Brandi Clark, you play. Women have had trouble in the bro country era. such a huge legacy in country, but if when bro country takes over the top of the charts, it's been harder for women to get up there, it looks to me, John.
There is no argument about that. I don't know. If I did, I'd have the keys to the kingdom on what the solution to that dilemma is. We have played on the highway. More females, known and unknown, to try and find an answer to that combination. I will say the Brandi Clark, Ashley Monro, Kacey Musgraves, all of which we'd played and supported, do probably better than many of the females today, the unfamiliar females. Of course, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood continue to dominate. But I've found that the more basic fundamental message the females have, the better it seems to be received.
Here's Brandi Clark with Stripes. She was with us not so long ago right here on this show. Somebody that John Marks plays as well, Brandi Clark.
You were lying there with nothing on but a goofy little grin and a platinum blonde. I can't believe you do that on our bed. I got a pistol and I got a bullet and a pissed off finger just itching to pull it. The only thing keeping me from losing my head.
Brandi Clark there. Scott's calling from Columbus, Ohio. Scott, you're on the air with Sirius XM's John Marks.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
Well, I don't like the new country very much at all. I like the old stuff, like Waylon and Willie, Johnny Cash, George Jones, etc. But one thing that really bothers me is you got all these songs that reference Hank Williams, but it seems like nobody plays it anymore, at least like around Columbus. They play Hank Jr., but it's like Hank Sr. is forgotten, and he was the original. He's the one that got Hank Jr. famous, and he's better. Like, you listen to the albums, and all the stuff's good from the albums, but you listen to Hank Jr., and it's like he's got two or three good songs on an album, and the rest is just filler, and I don't know why no one wants to hear Hank anymore.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you something. I mean, Hank Williams Sr., people loved him, and he was great. He was a big, big star. But, of course, that's many decades ago. I mean, maybe, you know, it's a long time. Regular pop music doesn't play today on the air, except for oldies channels, what they played in 1959. So why should country?
I think it's better. That's why.
We got it. We got it loud and clear. I appreciate your call. One more. Joe in Greenville, South Carolina. Joe, you're on.
Yes, sir. Hey. I have a question or a comment, I guess a little of both. Just real quick, I'm 44 years old.
Okay.
I got my first guitar in 1986 on Christmas Eve. I've been writing and recording songs ever since then. And I've seen a lot of changes in music. I'm not a real big country fan. But why is it that, especially country nowadays, is evolving around hip-hop? I guess I'm just getting old. But I know things change a lot. But I guess that's where the money is. But I just can't. That just drives me crazy. Everything you hear now is around hip-hop.
Joe, let us pick it up right there. John Marks, how about it? Hip-hop, even in country now, yes. You know how these things work. Explain it to us.
Well, first, it's market-driven primarily. If the market doesn't support it, it won't be there. That's probably the simplest answer I can provide.
Mm-hmm.
But we had touched on a little bit earlier in our conversation, Tom, a lot of the younger up-and-coming artists today, you know, have hip-hop as a primary influence. They have heroes in the pop and the hip-hop world, like Florida Georgia Line and Nelly. Nelly was their hero, and so it's a dream for them to be able to work with that artist. We just premiered one today on our morning show that'll be coming out tomorrow on iTunes. Team up with Pitbull and Jared Neiman, Drink to That All Night, that was responded to very favorably on our Facebook page when we premiered it this morning. And I think it's just it's two things. First, influence, hip-hop, yes, and also musical heroes banding together. And genres just in general are tearing down, and country is probably the most pronounced because it's been a certain way for a long time, verse, chorus, and those elements are changing. The production values are changing, and I think it's why people feel it probably more than in other genres right now.
One more call right here, and we've got more to hear. Keisha in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Keisha, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to make the comment. I am an African-American person, and I primarily listen to country music.
Okay.
I started listening to country music because I was jaded with all of the hip-hop culture and even the influences of drug and over-sexualization. And I'm really disappointed to see the direction that country is moving in. You know, being from Oklahoma and the Bible Belt, I could really appreciate the message of hard work and conservatism, and now it's going away, and I'm very disappointed to see that.
Keisha, I appreciate your call. I mean, John Marks, it makes me wonder if this is a tougher evolution for country, because country has stood for, in some ways, has stood for the past in a way that pop music didn't. And I don't mean that in a talk it down way. That that was a strong suit of country music. It was seen by many listeners, I think, as a genre that held up some of the good things about the past, family and commitment and so on. And you hear Keisha's lament that as you follow the market and maybe the flow forward, you move away from what a lot of people saw as the bedrock of country.
Well, I need to respectfully part company with that overall assessment.
Okay.
I think that if you listen to a lot of these songs today, you know, there's some partying, and some could disagree with that for sure. But when you look at the root basis of all of these songs, the basic fundamental values continue to be represented. Faith, family, fun, all of those things are adequately and well represented in the songs. It may get lost in some of the lyric and some of the production value, but by and large, all of those elements remain intact in country music. They're just being expressed in a different way.
John Marks is with us from Sirius XM. He programs The Highway, a tastemaker, a hitmaker in the world of country music. Things that get started there on satellite radio can blow up very big and have on terrestrial FM. Just think about Florida Georgia Line, Cruisin', and so much more. Cruise. Julie Height joins us right now from Nashville. Nashville-based music critic joining us today from the WPLN studios in Nashville. She's author of Right by Her Roots, Americana Women and Their Songs. Julie Height, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
It's terrific to have you. John Marks is one of those guys who has become a gatekeeper in many ways. What do you think about the direction country music is going these days, Julie? What gets played and what doesn't?
Well, I mean, you used the term identity crisis, and I think there's a lot of unpacking that can be done there, because, you know, on the one hand, there have always been dynamic impulses within country music. There's always been, it's been called kind of a pendulum swing between crossover and, you know, pop crossover and traditional hardcore country.
Mm-hmm.
But there are definitely some gender dynamics that are especially interesting, given that up until the past few years, you know, suburban soccer moms, quote unquote, were that was pegged as a core country radio, mainstream terrestrial country radio audience. And there was certainly an era where there were just a very large number of extremely successful country pop divas with big voices.
Sure.
You know, Shania Twain and Faith Hill and
mm-hmm.
and others who were singing, you know, anthems of empowerment and that sort of thing. So to see the really over the last 2 years, to see female voices be so few and far between, at least as solo acts. I mean, there are a few groups like Lady Antebellum and the band Perry that have a prominent female voice within them. But for there to be, you know, the slots for big female stars to be limited kind of, you know, to just a small handful is a pretty striking thing. But there's definitely also a generational piece to this. And just last week, actually, Cumulus Terrestrial Radio, you know, made an announcement that they are partnering with Big Machine to roll out a new kind of terrestrial station called Nash Icons, which is kind of seems like it's meant to address the desires that different generations of listeners have for different kinds of music that would play your acts from the 90s and even the early aughts and in the late 80s, the Garth Brooks generation.
So,
and Satisfy.
Big Machine, of course, the big label out of Nashville, got big with Taylor Swift. What does that mean? That they're going into oldies genre sectioning like pop music did a long time ago?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have already been doing a lot in that direction. I mean, they've already been working with acts that have had hits over decades and are kind of, you know, trying to figure out where they fit in the marketplace now, like Reba McEntire and Tim McGraw and Martina McBride and others. So, but, you know, I mean, what we're looking at now is probably more different generations of performers who are still active and still want to be recording music than ever before in country music. You know, I mean, they're just there's not room for all of that on one station, of course. And then, you know, with what we music critics have been calling and think piecing to death as bro country, you know, that's something that appeals to a younger demographic than country has had. I mean, it's been drawing a younger demographic within the past couple of years. And that's something that I think appeals to younger male listeners who would have listened to mainstream rock, you know, in previous years, and who grew up listening to a diet that blended hip hop and rock and country music. I mean, that's one reason why it makes sense to listeners, I think, of that generation, because they grew up.
Yeah. And so kind of give the people what they want, and they're getting it. Let me take a call from Nashville, if I may, Julie. John Mark, stand by. John in Nashville, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Pretty well. What do you see, John? What do you hear?
Well, I've been in the music business here in Nashville for about 12 years as a songwriter, as a musician, as a producer. And essentially my take on it is that it really was the record labels who changed their focus and decided to go after the younger market that really caused a gigantic shift in country music.
Can you blame them for that? I mean, in every industry, I guess sooner or later, people go for the younger market because that's the future.
Well, I can't blame them for that, I guess. However, there still are a lot of people. You know, there still is a gigantic market, from what I've seen, for the older traditional country, the older artists. It's just obviously the labels figure there's more money to be made going after the younger crowd. And to me, that's the real issue behind, or the real reason why the music is changing so far. So, you know, the music is changing and being changed, and the songwriting topics are more geared toward a younger crowd.
Is it good for the genre or not, John?
I don't think it's good, personally.
Hey, let me take it to John Marks. What do you think, John? Is this just country's version of what we've seen in pop music, where you get segmentation and you've got lots of different oldies channels, almost one for every decade? Is that where country goes?
Oh, we certainly have elements of that at SiriusXM, but I think that, you know, the marketplace dictates the need for older traditional music, and if there's going to be a marketplace need, someone will certainly step in to fill it. I think that, you know, what's going on with these artists who continue to be viable today and continue to record today, as Julie suggests, you know, they have plenty of other ways to find their market. They can be viable from an airplay perspective. They have good businesses touring. And they sell a lot of product, both online and through digital means and others. And so there are plenty of other ways for them to get their music to market beyond record labels and radio. And many are pursuing that. And also, on the other end of that spectrum, it's the same with new music and undiscovered artists. They're building their followings through touring and building a fan base one at a time, and that's what can potentially happen with a lot of musicians, young and old.
John Marks with SiriusXM. Please stand by there in Nashville. And Julie Height, it's great to have you both with us. We're talking about the country music business and where country music is headed. Behind me right here, Tipping Point with Dallas Smith. John Marks says he loves him, still undiscovered by a lot of the media. Listeners, you can join us. What do you want from country now? Are you getting it? We're at 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Something that hits the spot. Oh, won't you come on over here, baby? Wanna get
shake those lips, 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 little hottie. When you shake that, you shake those hips, hips, hips. That body of curves got the swirling and driving me crazy. And then my tip, tip, tipping point.
Two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about music and the music business, the country music business, with country hitmaker, tastemaker, satellite radio programmer John Marks. Casey Musgraves behind us right here off her critically acclaimed 2013 album, Same Trailer, Different Park. Pretty great stuff. You won't hear it on a lot of terrestrial broadcasts. Looking at what's going on with country music these days, where it's headed. Of course, Casey Musgraves is very popular, but the big stuff at the top of the charts right now, bro country. We heard a lot of it on the Billboard Awards last night. John Marks is Senior Director of Country Programming for Sirius XM, joins us from Nashville today, as does Julie Height, Nashville-based music critic, author of Right by Her Roots, joins us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. You can join us as well, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. What do you want from country these days? I want to bring another voice in here right away, if I may, from Nashville as well. Josh Jenkins joins us. He's lead vocalist, guitarist, and pianist for the band Green River Ordnance. Band had a big turning point when The Highway, John Marks's channel, started playing their song Dancing Shoes. Josh Jenkins, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Hey, you're pretty great, and we're going to hear a little bit of Dancing Shoes in just a second here. When you think about your place in country music these days, Josh, what part of that great big span of sounds do you see yourself as filling?
Well, you know, the history of Green River Ordnance, we kind of started out more as a rock and roll band and have over the years kind of settled into more of a southern country-ish band. I would say we're still a little bit on the edge. And so we live in a place where traditionally we probably wouldn't have been played on terrestrial country radio. And that's one of the advantages of John Marks taking a chance on Dancing Shoes. It really opened us into that market that otherwise we wouldn't have had the opportunity to be in.
John, how did you come across Green River Ordnance?
Well, a friend and I, a house guest, were playing Stump the DJ, as we do on many weekend nights.
Who's and, this? Who's that? Play the music and wonder if you can identify it.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. I was winning, and my friend pulled this song out that I'd never heard before. I said, okay, I bet you can't tell who this is. And it was Dancing Shoes by Green River Ordnance. Never heard the song, never heard of the band. And I basically said to him, this can be a country song. And just like that, I chased down the song, chased down some background on the artist, and a week or two later, it was on the air. Simple as that.
And when John Marks says, this can be a country song, by definition, it can, because he programs for Sirius XM The Highway. Here's Green River Ordnance, Dancing Shoes.
Get about that we can make right. Put on a little Emmy Lou, dancing to the night, singing, hold my loving arms, my loving arms for you. Yes, and hold my loving arms, my loving arms for you.
Green River Ordnance, Dancing Shoes. Josh Jenkins is with us, lead vocalist for and guitarist and pianist for Green River Ordnance. Josh, what did it mean for you and the group when you got this play on The Highway?
It was, in our 14-year careers, probably at the top of the biggest things that we've ever been a part of. I think as an artist, you create out of a pure place and you just try to write something that matters to you, and then you hope that people believe in it and take chances on it. And so when we found out that John was playing it, you know, I don't even think we knew that he was playing it immediately. We just saw the traction from it. We saw people responding. We saw people tweeting and really reaching out to Green River Ordnance. And then over a year and a year and a half period, it just was like wildfire as far as our fan base and as far as people, getting turned on to the band. So it was huge. I mean, the amount of singles and the amount of attention that we received on a national level was unlike anything we've seen in our experience and history as a band.
And you took off on that country sort of magic carpet ride. The lyrics right there, put on a little Emmy Lou and we'll dance into the night. Hold my loving arms for you. Off they went. Josh, stand by. Julie Hyatt, John Marks. Dawn's calling from Buffalo, New York. Dawn, you're on the air.
Hi there, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I came into country in the 90s with Reba and like Brooks and Dunn and whatnot. And what I've come away from country in, you know, the past 10 years or so because I found the lyrics have become homogenous and the music has become like pop. And what I really liked about the country early on was the difference. You know, I like pop and I like country and I like hip hop and those things, but I can't get good acoustics or good fiddle music in pop or hip hop for a variety of reasons. And I liked country because it had that difference. And when you blend them together, you lose that difference. And it's just homogenous. And from a female perspective, because I think I'm the first female caller you've had, is that?
No, not the first. Not the first, but we're glad to have you. What do you think from a female perspective?
Well, I just think that, like, I'm, you know, to use the pejorative bro country, it's just, I'm not a bro. I don't do those things anymore. I can't relate to them. And I just, I mean, I really admire, like, the Dixie Chicks because a lot of their music I can get down with. And some of the new music that I've heard just now, I'm like, oh, that's great. I hadn't heard of them before, so I'm glad I listened to the show. But the group, the Civil Wars, is one that I really like that I heard recently. So there is music out there that I do enjoy in the country music genre. But the stuff that's played on the radio right now, it's so much the same. I just don't listen to it anymore.
Dawn, we've got it. There's definitely blending going on. Of course, everybody's paying attention to what people will and do listen to as well. One more right here from Kentucky, Princeton, Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm a fan of traditional country music, but I mean, I think that this is part of the natural ebb and flow of country music. You know, you had it come from the mountains, WSM and other radio stations broadcasted nationwide. Then you have the Nashville sound come in and people complained about that. And then Willie and Waylon come in and the outlaw country and that changed the genre. And I mean, this is just part of the natural ebb and flow of country music. And I mean, it continues to change, yet it stays true to its roots.
Chris, I appreciate your call as well. Josh, you hear Josh Jenkins, that embrace of change here, but also resistance to it. Our caller from Buffalo doesn't like the blending. I mean, you started out in rock. You're kind of an example of the blending. I mean, are you wearing cowboy hats and boots now, Josh? Are you taking on country coloring, or are you going to pull it further your rock way?
I mean, I think from an artist perspective, you create music that matters to you at its purest form. It's something that inspires, and, you know, then it gets classified into genres. And so I think from an artist perspective, yeah, we do wear boots, and we're from Texas, and we grew up on I grew up singing Merle Haggard songs mm-hmm. and Opry's in Texas. And mm-hmm. so it is part of who we are, but art kind of exists in all different areas. And I think the beauty of it is it can be interpreted in different genres by different people. And so for us as an artist, it's to have someone like The Highway take a chance on a song that opens us up to people that may not have heard of us otherwise is awesome. And it's amazing from the artist perspective, because you hope that we live and die by the songs we create. And so sometimes you just create it and send it out into the world, and it lives in a few different areas at once, which I think is natural.
And yours landed in country with the help of John Marks at Sirius. Josh Jenkins, lead vocalist, guitarist, pianist for the band Green River Ordnance. We heard Dancing Shoes there. Josh, thank you very, very much for being with us from Nashville for a minute today.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to have you. Hey, Julie Hyatt, let us hear an artist that you and John, I think, are both pretty high on here as well. Sunny Sweeney. Tell us about her, Julie.
Yeah, Sunny Sweeney, I mean, she actually has already traveled quite the journey in her career, from independent to working with Big Machine, and then now again in an independent. I mean, that's how she's coming at this now. But she, I kind of think of her as coming from a similar place to Miranda Lambert in some ways, in that she is frank, she speaks her mind, she doesn't beat around the bush, and there are hard edges stylistically to what she does. It's a very undiluted form of country and rock. She's from Texas. She speaks her mind, so I was happy to see that her new single that she's releasing independently is getting played on the highway, because your caller who said I'm not a bro, I can't relate. I mean, that's certainly something that resonates with me as a music critic looking for vantage points that are distinctive, something that I can, something that mm-hmm. I can really dig into. Talking about, who this person, a sense of personality, and I think it's valid to say, there are a lot of songs that speak to that set a certain kind of scene over and over again. And you said earlier in the hour that they use, stock features, trucks, beverages, scantily attired young women, and that of course is not going to speak to everyone's experience, and it's going to be especially felt in a genre that has been traditionally looked at as an adult genre.
Let's hear this female artist, Sunny Sweeney, sunny like the sun up in the sky, gets plenty of airtime on John Mark's The Highway. Here's her bad girl phase. Bad girl phase, Sunny Sweeney. Michael's calling from Dorchester, Massachusetts. Michael, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. You know, it's like this is probably the first time I've even considered listening to country music, because particularly I don't like country music, but the hip-hop flavor, I think it's kind of cool. It kind of shows a kind of unity in Americana. But, the themes of the songs is see, I grew up on hip-hop, and it's changed to gangster rap, and the themes have changed, so I empathize for those country fans who are concerned about, the themes changing, but don't associate it with hip-hop. Associate it with whoever the songwriter is.
John Marks, do you lose values of a certain traditional variety when you bring the hip-hop sound in, necessarily?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that the caller has a point that it's... Hip-hop is a derivation of the style of what a lot of these artists are using today, but the thematic aspects of it still are true to the country music form, and I think that, by and large, and I think that that's where it all does kind of combine. It's all American music, and younger artists are going to necessarily include some of that in their recipe moving forward. I think that, it's as we've discussed, it's a part of the genres kind of melting a little bit, and I don't think that's entirely bad at all.
Hey, let me ask you about a piece of music that I think Julie particularly likes. This is from Sturgill Simpson. It's called Turtles All the Way Down. We asked her for an example of some country music she likes but doesn't currently get much play on satellite or terrestrial. This is a new psychedelic-inspired album out called Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. Here's a song off that album, Turtles All the Way Down. We'll give it a try out right here live with the hitmaker John Marks. Here we go.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God was there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend.
Sturgill Simpson, Turtles All the Way Down. He's got Jesus in a lake of fire and Buddha and God in the eyes of his best friend. Is that too traditional for you, John Marks?
I don't think there is very much too traditional for me. I've grown up with country music, and I love it all, from the earliest of the early to Uncle Dave Macon to today. And so, no, is the short answer to that question. You know, what is the marketplace going to respond to on that is anybody's guess, and the only way that can happen is to put it out there and see how it responds. It's sonically, I don't think it's out of place with what's going on in today's country music. You know, it is a big umbrella in terms of sonics and sounds, and I don't think it would have trouble fitting if people would give it a chance.
Julie Hyde, if the marketplace ultimately decides, where do you see country headed if the market's got the steering wheel?
Well, I mean, I think that we're bound to see even more fragmentation since things are kind of headed in that way already. And if you have listeners saying, this doesn't speak to me, but something else is, then they're going to want to find, you know, where they can hear the thing that speaks to them, the country that, you know, that means something to them. And you know, I mean, the funny thing about that Sturgill Simpson track is it's both more traditional in sound with 70s influence, but also very much less traditional in content with, you know, talking about yes. psychedelic trips and out-of-body experiences.
And the Buddha.
Parallel universes. Right. You know, a mind-expanding kind of worldview. So, I mean, that's, you know, to be able to hear somebody coming from a place that's interesting and out of the ordinary is a satisfying thing, too.
Julie Hyde, author of Right by Her Roots, joining us today from WPLN Studios in Nashville. Wonderful to have you with us, Julie. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And John Marks, how fascinating to ride along with you for a little bit here and look through your eyes, hear through your ears on what comes next, what might work. Terrific to have you with us today, John. Thanks so much for your time. From SiriusXM, The Highway, John Marks. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you allowing me to be here and talk country music. I love doing it.
Lovely to have you with us. We'll go out with last year's Raised On It by Sam Hunt. Hunt was recently signed to Universal Music in large part because of The Highway playing this song. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Worn-out jeans, black-eyed peas, back roads, and blue skies. I was born and raised on it. Might have misbehaved on it. Worked hard and played on it. We had it made.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.